House Democrats today wrap up their annual legislative retreat at the Nemacolin Woodlands Resort and Spa in southwestern Pennsylvania. Yesterday, President Bush continued his efforts at bipartisanship when he paid a visit to the Democrats' gathering. The exchange was civil, but skeptical Democrats wonder if it can lead to lasting bipartisanship on key issues, including taxes. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The president's helicopter touched down in this snow-covered resort in Pennsylvania's Laurel Mountains for just over 2 hours. But it was a few hours of high symbolism, as no new president has extended a hand to the opposition like this in decades. Many of the 150 Democratic House members here called it a positive initial step. Pennsylvania Representative Shaka Fatah said neither side is talking about compromising principles, but he said the president signaled that he is willing to listen to other ideas and debate with civility.
If we believe that it's fiscally irresponsible to have a large tax cut, major increase in defense spending, and that that's going to run the country back into debt, we should say so. But we don't have to attack personally the president or attack his motives or anything of the sort in that process. I think that this creates an atmosphere in which, hopefully like in any family, where there can be responsible discussions about how things should go, and that you work to some consensus in the end.
Others seemed less family-oriented, describing the closed-door meeting as strained. Sharp disagreements soon arose on key issues, including tax cuts, the use of statistical sampling for the census, and the president's recent move to restrict federal funds for overseas abortion and reproductive counseling. Michigan Representative Dale Kildee.
We were polite, but in those three areas there was a fundamental disagreement. I mean, the tax cut, he was very, very, you know, strong on that, and said that was his campaign promise, and he thought it was a commendable thing.
The president's visit was the latest in a series of efforts to reach out to Democrats. After the meeting, some caucus members seemed smitten. They described the president as, quote, funny, self-effacing, charming, and gracious. While the president may have exhibited a Clinton-esque one-on-one charisma, Democratic Representative Mike Doyle said the charm offensive worked only to a point.
We know he's charming, okay? But you know, this is Washington. He's going to have to put some actions behind it, too. At the same time, I think he's been, you know, we're inclined to give this guy the benefit of the doubt because he's making this effort to reach out.
The president this week will press ahead with his tax plan, and yesterday he told Democrats here he's not backing down from the proposed 10-year, $1.6 trillion package. Democrats continued to call his proposal a risky giveaway to the wealthy at the expense of ordinary Americans. New Jersey Congressman Steve Rothman said Democrats want some tax relief, maybe in the form of limited estate and marriage tax breaks, but not a large across-the-board cut.
We want money to encourage people to work, encourage the economy to keep growing, but we don't want to bust the budget. So while there was agreement in principle that a tax cut of some size may be appropriate, there was disagreement about who should benefit from that tax cut. We want tax cuts that benefit working and middle-class families.
As if to drive home the point, caucus members here wore tags which read, "Common Sense Solutions for All Working Families." Evidently, some Democrats fighting for working families needed an apricot facial scrub, hot tub, or steam bath that this 4-star resort and spa offers. It's not known if Congress members took full advantage of the plush offerings. Dan Ladow, who helps run the resort's equestrian center, placed Charlie and Harvey in a makeshift pen right outside the hotel's entrance with its French Renaissance architecture. They're Texas Longhorn steers. Ladow said he hoped the president would see them and feel a little more at home.
If he comes in by air with the helicopters, they might get a little bit spooked, but we're hoping for the best. They're pretty calm and gentle, but we're just here just in case.
Perhaps they were Democratic Longhorns. Like some of the Democrats inside, Harvey and Charlie were nonplussed by the presidential visit. They calmly munched hay as the presidential helicopter lifted off and headed back to Washington. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Farmington, Pennsylvania.